Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. And somebody that's that is a force. She's a force in nature. She's a force in small business. She's pound for pound. Nobody does more for small business than this person. Karen Kerrigan is one of my heroes and has been now for over 13 years. She has been a member of my brain trust since 1997. We found her when she was only 8 or 9. And she's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And she's here to talk to us about some very important things that are going on in Washington. Some things that are going bump in the night on small business in Washington, D.C. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you back, as always. Karen, first, this segment, I want to talk about the thing that's going on right now between the White House and Congress, both parties in Congress, both houses in Congress, and I'm calling it a shameful display of a lack of leadership, or a bunch of jackasses get together. Either one. Mm-hmm. Pick which one you want. What do you think?
Well, they really do look quite ridiculous. I mean, I guess on many levels. You know, first of all, as you know, Jim, last year when the Democrats controlled Congress,
right,
both houses, and of course we have a Democrat president in the White House, they had every opportunity to pass the budget. And that never happened. And now, you know, with a government shutdown pending at 12:01 this evening, there's still a lot of, you know, pointing and blame game. And, you know, it really is quite sad because when you look at, you know, what the House Republicans, you know, want to cut, you know, the just over $60 billion.
Right.
I mean, that's minuscule.
That seems like chicken feed, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I know there's some policy issues, you know, in there that the, you know, the White House has Majority Leader Reid that are very controversial to them. But I think still they could come up with some type of agreement. You know, maybe a compromise on those policy issues, but still significantly make some cuts.
Well, the thing that's ridiculous, Karen, is that this—I mean, just the fact that here we are in April, in the seventh month of the fiscal year, and the people whose number one job on planet Earth is to fund the government, hasn't gotten this year's government funded, this year's fiscal budget funded, 7 months, over 6 months into the year, and yet they walk around up there, you know, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic without any sense of shame. Karen, please explain that to me. I don't understand.
And Jim, I wish I could, but I can't. And there was, well, you know, I think, you know, one of the reasons why we didn't see a budget before the election is that, you know, the president and the Democrats didn't want to be blamed for being big spenders.
Right.
I mean, they didn't want to have any type of number,
right,
you know, attached, you know, a figure that people can point to and say, gee, look at this. And it still was, as you know, that didn't make any difference because it still was a major issue,
right,
you know, during the election.
Mm-hmm.
Just the debt, the deficit, overspending, the massive health care bill, et cetera. But I have to say, really, the blame does fall at the feet of the President of the United States. In my opinion, he showed no leadership on this issue last year at
mm-hmm.
all. Very, non-engaged. And
he's only recently become engaged in the process. But here's, as I wrap up.
Right, only recently,
yeah.
and basically, you know, coming on national TV and saying, you know, I've got a bangs and heads together to get things
Karen,
done.
Karen, I got to wrap. I got to wrap it up.
More than this. Well, they expected more than this last year.
Karen, I got to wrap up for this segment. Do you think there will be will there be an agreement and prevent the government from shutting down, or will it shut down?
You know, I think if it does shut down, it will only be for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll have some type of an agreement by Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say there's more than a 50% chance that they will have an agreement, but if they do, if it does shut down, they'll have something
It'll be
Monday
short.
Or early next week.
There won't be anything long-term. One of them will blink before it gets to be a long-term situation.
Well, I think, I don't think this is the same situation when President Clinton was president.
I agree.
It's much different now.
Folks,
mm-hmm.
the 1099 provision of the health care bill was extremely ugly and onerous and damaging to small business owners. It has the potential to do that, I should say. There's news on that this week, and when we come back, Karen's going to report on that. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.